You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Have the best show today. Our show today is just going to slam, and I mean slam, the ratings. April Fools. So I'm like, wait a second, that's a first. Really, Dr. Dahlia is going to have a good show today? No, that's a first. No, we do. We have a pretty good show. And happy April Fools. Apparently, some of these April Fools pranks are kind of stupid, okay? But, you know, we might as well kind of talk about some of the best April Fools pranks that you guys like to do. It looks like James Holmes, Aurora, Colorado, alleged shooter, will be facing the death penalty, according to prosecutors. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to talk about how those of you men that like to hang out in the saunas are hurting your sperm. Not too good. And then we're going to be talking about a pretty highly controversial letter in which a Princeton mom, I guess, had written a letter to female students telling them to find a husband on campus. Now, there's all this outroar and controversy. Oh, my God, how could she do this? But, you know, I'm wondering if we should maybe just stop and entertain an idea, okay? Just stop and discuss, are we maybe doing something wrong having this movement towards, okay, women need to get a career first, marriage should be thought of last. Once a woman gets out and starts her career and manages her career and solidifies her career, then go and start a family. Should we maybe start to think twice about that type of movement? Okay, so we got a pretty busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your medical questions, taking your calls, anything you want to talk about, discuss your criticisms, your critiques, your compliments. That's what we do on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess a letter to the editor, which was featured late last week in a student newspaper, Princeton, has now caused this big, huge outcry. The Daily Princetonian, I never went Ivy League, and so I guess when you go to an Ivy League college, you will read Ivy League papers. I was still pretty heavy into the Inquirer and Star when I was in college. Anyway, the Daily Princetonian published a letter Friday from Susan Patton, a Princeton University alumni who is also the mother of a current Princeton student and young Princeton alum, both men. And she had written this letter towards the women, okay? And this is what she said, what you really need to know that nobody is telling you. In the letter, she urges female Princeton students to quickly find a suitable husband from among the university's undergraduate male population. She said, if I had daughters, this is what I would be telling them. For most of you, the cornerstone of your future and happiness will be inextricably linked to the man you marry, and you will never again have this concentration of men who are worthy of you. Here's what nobody's telling you. Find a husband on campus before you graduate. All right, so people are like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe she said this. Oh, my, that's horrible. Girls in college should be concentrating on their studies. And okay, I get that. You know, honestly, my parents told me the same thing. Why am I looking for a husband? I mean, I was looking for a husband in kindergarten. I mean, I always wanted to be married. I knew that. But I also knew I always wanted to have a career. Okay? I always wanted to have a career. I knew I wanted to be a mom. I didn't want to be a homemaker, which is something I regret because I think homemakers and stay-home moms are still the foundation of these phenomenal family values and success of families. I'm a huge believer that we sometimes need some traditional type of positioning in certain homes. okay, where somebody helps a child, where it doesn't have to be the male or female. Somebody does house cleaning, you know, the idea of, okay, well, we have a house cleaner come in. I don't know. I think house cleaning builds character of these kids. I had to clean a house. I had to learn how to clean a house and wash off salmonella and pick up dog crap and avoid toxoplasmosis in the kitty boxes. I mean, you know, there are some things that I think we do need to traditionally still do. I think the idea of tending a farm or tending a garden is also something that instills just great values in you. You know, growing the food that you eat. It's just something I regret that we never did. But, I mean, this push that women need to be in successful careers in order to be equal to men, are we going about this whole thing wrong? You know, women being paid equally to men, I agree with. Okay, you know, same job, equal pay. I believe in that. I believe women should have a right to be promoted just like a man. I agree with that. Okay, but, you know, are we so trying to be politically correct here that we are completely missing the boat on a lot of very important issues or traditions? I mean, for example, I can't tell you how many of my women who aren't starting a family until they're in their 30s, they're in my office bawling that they can't have kids. Should we maybe have done something like this Princeton mom and tell these women, no, have the kids when you can. Get married, have the kids when you can, and do the career. Because I'm finding a lot of women are really missing, they're almost regretting going for the career. And I mean, maybe we should be trying to figure this out and coming up with a more realistic plan. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's sexist. If we bring anything like that up to a woman now to get married early, that's sexist. Well, is it? I mean, I think we need to really stop and evaluate, what do people want? I knew early on I wanted a career. I knew that early on, but I also knew I wanted a family and I wanted to be married. So I got married during school. Now, I know my parents had a poop fit. Everybody was kind of shocked, but I was going to be 26 when I got married. To me, I thought that was going to be too old. And I wanted to have my first babies before I was 30. And thank God I did. Unfortunately, I can't have any more. You know, I was already too old to start the family, and we already had complications. This is something nobody tells you. It's all about, all right, well, let's, you know, get everybody the career they want to, and then they can have kids. But remember, our bodies weren't designed for that. What if this increased risk of autism, which we found, which we're going to be talking about later today, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with vaccines. What if it has to do with we're not 18, 19 when we're getting pregnant? It's because we're 36 when we're getting pregnant. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Should we be rethinking what we're teaching our girls?
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So in the news today, they were discussing how two more female Marine officers failed the combat training. They said two more women have failed to complete the Marine Corps rigorous combat training course for officers. Apparently, they washed out Thursday on the obstacle course at Quantico, Virginia, along with 12 male colleagues as well. They were part of a class of 110 in the 10-week infantry officer course, which is offered four times a year. Only 75%, they say, actually can complete the course. Last fall, two second lieutenants volunteered to be the first women to attempt the course, but they dropped out. One suffered a leg stress fracture. Nearly 30 men also washed out on the first day. One of the identified officers, they said she had wanted to try to open up a door, maybe for women after me. I don't know how far it will open, but I'm hoping to make a difference for women down the road. Now, you know, mind you, I'm a working woman. I'm pretty, shall we say, independent, okay? I've learned how to become very, very independent. I come from a family where the women in my family got dumped or divorced or left or abandoned, and so I was trained at a very early age to make sure I make my mark and to not, quote-unquote, need a man for, you know, survival. And I get that. But sometimes I think we are so gung-ho on proving equality that we could ridiculously be shooting ourselves in the evolutionary foot. And that's the topic we're talking about in this next segment, which I've also opened up to you all. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, should a woman be competing on a universal training course, right, for men, breaking her leg, okay, to try to prove, you know, and try to allow women having equal opportunity in the military? We discussed this a few months ago. Women on the front lines, allowing women on the front lines, does that help national security? Does it hurt national security? And many of you were extremely concerned that one of your colleagues would be raped, etc. And, you know, how do the other men in your infantry respond? Who carries the women's packs if they can't carry the women's packs? So we kind of went back and forth on that, going, you know, where should we have equality? What is equality? Is it totalitarian equality, or is it, you know, women get to handle their type of women get to do their course, men get to do their course, and if men's course is harder, do they get paid more? I mean, we've talked about biologically the differences in men and women. We know there's more muscle mass. We know there could be a height issue. We know there's more bone mass. Okay, so we know there's things physically men could do. But with women, they are women, okay? That doesn't mean they shouldn't be paid any less. That doesn't mean they should be denied promotions. But they are women. Women are different than men. Men are different than women. Men can't give birth to a baby, although that one man did, right? Didn't he get a sex change, etc.? Okay? I mean, we are different. So, you know, when we go back to this Princeton mom who was telling women, you need to look around you and try to find your potential mate now, okay? And people are giving her a hard time. And true, I haven't read the whole dissertation she had in this Princetonian newspaper, but I could already see the point she's making. These women thinking that if they try to get married or try to have kids, it's going to put them at a disadvantage and they won't be able to compete with a man, are only later finding themselves years later stuck and not being able to have kids. Now, some of my female career entrepreneurish endeavorers, they will, when they are in their late 30s, go, you know what, that's fine. If I can't get pregnant, that's fine. I love my life. I'm fine. And I go, really? Yeah, well, you know what? I could always adopt. Maybe I'll adopt. But you see, they still had that mommy instinct. Of course, they're women. They had a uterus. They've been menstruating since the age of 11 or 12. Their body in preparation for a baby, and they never gave birth. Should we maybe try to slow down on this gung-ho anti-sexist idea of bringing up family to women? And maybe we should bring up the idea of having a family to women and men. Okay? You know, a lot of men are regretting that they were never around for, you know, with their kid to show them how to catch a ball or show them how to change a tire. You know, I mean, what are we doing evolutionarily to ourselves? Okay, you know, maybe we need to go back to the home. Maybe we need to raise kids, both mom and dad. Or have we just ascribed to the idea that no, women and men need to be equal. It's all about the career. Men now have to compete with women. So men can't go home and help out with the family because now men, if they turn around, there's a woman vying for their job. So it's all about the job. It's all about the career. Well, I'm going to tell you something. This recession taught me it's not all about the job because you lose the flipping job. It's not all about your career because careers ended. Multiple decade-long careers ended in one snap of a thing, one flash, this last recession. And that's why many of you are in my office crying and upset and regretful because you did all this for a career and you don't have a family. You don't have anybody, you know, carrying forth your name. You don't have anybody that's going to take care of you when you're older. Do I have regrets? I don't think I have regrets. I love what I did. I love the fact that I went into medicine, that I gave up a show business career to go into medicine, that I got married during medical school, had my first baby during residency. I think with God's help and guidance, I did probably the best job I could. Would I have maybe tried to squeeze in one more kid? I don't know. I don't think that kid would have come out healthy. We barely gave birth to my two kids healthy as it was. So I'm just wondering if maybe the idea of bringing up family and kids to a woman being so taboo and sexist is something we should just change courses on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I was giving career counseling, one of the hats I wore, many hats I wore, to young teenagers. And I was telling them this was at a time when you really had to de-emphasize your femininity, right? The late 80s, we were wearing shirts that buttoned up to the top. We were wearing ties. Remember, women were wearing ties in the 80s. The idea of wearing suits, even pantsuits, right? You know, it was, we were defeminizing ourselves in the 80s. And the late 80s, and then coming into the 90s. And I was telling girls, no, because sometimes your femininity is exactly the quality they need. Now, no, you don't want to go to work with a button-down blouse. I mean, you don't want to have cleavage hanging out by any means. But you're being a woman, you're being a mom, you're having fashion sense, let's say. You're having a different look on relationships than a man would. Actually could be an asset. I mean, women in radio, for example, women in radio are still far and few between compared to men. Okay? A lot of men would rather listen to a man than a woman on air. Oh, well, I could see why, Dr. Dahlia. Okay, no, thank you. But still, all right? Sometimes men have this fear of what a woman may bring to the table, which is why men seem to do better in radio than women. True, you got Laura Ingraham. You had Dr. Laura. You had women that did go against the grain. Okay? Now here I come. I'm asking to have a radio career. You're a woman, huh? Yeah. I can't tell because you sound deep voice. What are you going to talk about? I mean, very fearfully, what are you going to talk about? Well, what do you think I'm going to talk about? I'm going to talk about things that interest everybody. National security, health, radiation issues, disaster preparedness, first aid, CPR, economy. What women's topics are you going to bring up? Well, what do you mean, what women's topics? Most women's topics are still the same as men's topics. Yeah, we have a period once a month, but I'm not going to be making a show on that. Think I'm going to be talking about periods and boobies all the time? I do. I do. I didn't mean for that to happen, but I do. But, you know, I can't tell you how many people were originally apprehensive years ago of me going on air. And then I had to prove myself, and I had to prove myself that I could attract the male market. But I think the reason why my show works is I do give that woman's doctor's point of view. And I don't think it's that bad. So what I want to say, and we're going to be going into other stories this next segment. And of course, we're still taking your calls, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, is maybe let's get this whole sexist idea out of our heads and discuss family, discuss traditional values, discuss childbearing, discuss career with both men and women alike, and not have this progressive, green, liberal, outlandish backfire, because I think we are shooting ourselves in the evolutionary foot. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of evolution, when we're hot tubbing, are we ruining our sperm? Don't go away.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month,
or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is probably one of the worst holidays for us, April Fools, right? Okay, I mean, it's it's the most annoying, okay? Somebody will say sorry. George, heard you're getting fired. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I don't know when it's going to happen, but heard you're getting fired. So George walks around all day, right, you know, asks his doctor to, you know, write some antidepressants for him, you know, tells the wife. Wife gets into a fight. Wife gets ready to divorce him. She already starts packing up the kids. He finds out that the kids are gone. He starts loading up the gun, all to hear, April Fools! April Fools stinks. I don't even want to go to work. I am so nervous about April Fools. You know, April Fools, my show could probably not even be airing. Here I am doing a show. There's a chance that my show isn't even airing, right? And then all of a sudden I go hear April Fools. I'm like, ha ha, oh, you got me. Oh, that was a good one. You got me. And the problem with April Fools pranks is, I mean, there's an art to it. If you're going to do an April Fool's prank, what you need to do is you need to wait till the end of the day to say April Fool's, because then they really can't get you back because April Fool's is over. So at 11:59 tonight, that's when you reveal that it was an April Fool's joke, right? 1-877-DOC-DELLY. So anyway, they say, here are some actual tips on how to do April's Fool. Here are some tips on how to do April Fool's pranks. So some of them could be really lame, like putting a whole bunch of, post-it notes on somebody's desk. One of the kids in my class, he put a used tampon in my textbook. So when I opened up my textbook in the middle of class, I screamed. And the teacher's like, what's going on? And I flung this used condom over the rows of kids, and then I had to go and wash my hands, and I didn't know what to do with the textbook, and that was an April Fool's joke. Of course, I'm the one that gets in trouble, because I'm the one that stood up and made noise and disrupted the class. It wasn't the guy that put the used condom in the book. I don't think we ever knew. We could have done DNA analysis, but I really didn't want to. That was disgusting. Okay, so anyway, there is an art to April Fool's. There is an art. They say, number one, this is according to WikiHow, establish your team of pranksters. You need to get together a group of people that can do the prank. Now, keep in mind, if you get your boss or you get a coworker on a low serotonin day, this may not go well. Then they say to select your prank victim or victims. Okay? So you need to figure out who you want to bully. All right? And I know we're supposed to be anti-bullying, but that's what April Fool's is all about. Now, you choose your prank. I would suggest nothing with firearms, okay? I would suggest nothing that involves a closed package sitting there. I think people get freaked out. If you do the April Fool's prank, remember, you don't want to get fired. So you want to make sure you don't put somebody in such an embarrassing position, like, pouring water on their groin so it looks like they peed on themselves. To me, I think that's stupid because they could just say, he poured water on me, okay? You don't want to sleep with somebody else. I don't think sex is appropriate. If somebody has an office with cubicle space, I guess you could kind of, mess it up and put some weird pictures on there. You know what I did? And this wasn't April Fool's, but I told you, I had a superior resident, order me around. He was kind of rough, and his girlfriend was coming into town, and he was going to be in surgery. This is when I was doing surgery up in Reno, and he had told me to go outside the hospital doors. I was going to be cold, wait for her, and make sure she got something to eat, and bring her up to his little office area. And he actually had an office area. When I was a resident, I never had an office area. So he was senior resident. I had to do what I was told. But I was sick of this. I mean, I had other stuff to do with my patients, and now I'm babysitting his girlfriend. And he also said to clean up his office before she came. So I cleaned it all right. So I go into his office, and he has the picture of his girlfriend there sitting on his desk. So what I did is I went into some magazines that would look as close to a photo and not a magazine picture, and I cut out a beautiful woman out of the magazine, and I put that in front of her picture in the photo frame. So then I went downstairs. I found her. We made sure we got her something to eat. I brought her up to his office, and I said, here you go. I got to go check on some patients. Just make yourself comfortable. As soon as Dr. So-and-so is going to be out of his surgery, he'll be right in. Well, apparently the surgery went long, so for an hour and a half, she sat there in his little cubicle office staring at this other woman's picture that was on the desk. He never had me do any such sort thing again. I was pretty happy of myself. Okay, so what things can you do to not get fired? You could cover desks with bird seed. You could put plastic spiders. You could put everybody's lunch. Right, you could throw their lunch and their everybody's used napkins and stuff on the desk. The problem is that could be dirty. You could change somebody's masculine desk into something all feminine. You could perfume up the place so it's going to smell of perfume for the next couple days. You could swap his desk drawers for other type of desk drawers and let him go around the room trying to figure out where his desk drawers were. I mean, there's other things you could do. You could put MRSA on his keyboard. No, don't be doing that. Leave your MRSA to themselves. But anyway, there's a lot of things you could do. Just don't get fired. I think it's a little ridiculous that people go into such great lengths thinking of their April Fools. The reason why I'm never prepared is because I never know when April 1 is coming. I'm always confused by that 30 days has September, April, June, and November. So I have no idea, even if I say that stupid song, I have no idea when April's coming. So I still thought it was March. I thought it was like March 32nd today. I just, you know, and all of a sudden it's April, and I knew it was April because of all the stupid April Fool's jokes I was getting over the phone. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I promise you for the rest of the show, no April Fool's. Any story I give you is not an April Fool's. Dreaming of cake can help you lose weight. Researchers found that if you remember previous meals that were delicious and filling, you may then eat smaller portions. You guys believe that? I do. After analyzing previous studies, researchers found that techniques such as writing down previous meals and using visual reminders of previous meals, such as keeping food wrappers, were associated with a reduction in meal sizes. That is so true. You know those Easter egg, those chocolate eggs you could get, Nestle chocolate eggs, etc.? If I leave wrappers by my desk, I feel like I've eaten some, and I feel good about it. So, yeah, okay. Researchers have now developed a smartphone app, which is currently being trialed on overweight and obese people to see if awareness of consumption can lead to weight loss. Findings were published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. That's always a nice Christmas present to give somebody a subscription to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. They'll really love you for that one. The research also found that being distracted when eating a meal leads to increased consumption of the immediate meal and has even more of an effect on later eating. So what you could do is, let's say you drive a truck. Let's say you're in an office and you get hungry. Have a picture. Ah, no, that would not work for me. No, because if I see the cake, I want the cake. In fact, I'm looking right now at a piece of cake, and I want the cake. No, not going to work. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Men who regularly use saunas have lower sperm counts. Now, we've talked about this many times. The extra heat can lower sperm counts. They say those who spent 15 minutes in a sauna twice a week for 3 months had lower sperm counts than at the start of the study. They looked at men in their 30s, and they counted their sperm. They say the heat is to blame. Apparently, sperm need cold. Now, has anybody done a study on Eskimo fertility versus desert, Sahara desert fertility? Has anybody done that? Because you would think that this, you don't even have to study a sauna. All you have to do is study those who live in the north and are cold. Game of Thrones was on yesterday, right? You had the people of the north freezing, and then you have the people down there with King Joffrey. Now, King Joffrey, to me, he doesn't look like he could fertilize anything. But the guys up in the north, they look pretty burly. And because they're cold, my bet is they got lots of sperm. I don't know if Game of Thrones is going to go into that or not. They should. Anyway, they got a urologist to weigh in. Dr. Andrew Kramer, urologist at the University of Maryland Medical Center, said that heat was to blame. It affects sperm production. The temperature of men's scrotums increased by 3 degrees. Who had to sit there with a thermometer? All right, guys, don't go away. More on this. 1-877-DOC-DALI and Amazon under fire for selling illegal products that claim to cure cancer.
Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and follow us on Facebook. Dr. Dahlia, what does it mean if you have a stomach pain that doesn't go away? This has been going on for 3.5 weeks. I think it's getting worse. Okay, see, this is this is one of those things where I really want you live when you call in. Of course, you know you could always email me, at drdahlia.com. But for something like this, you know I'm going to be hitting you up with a lot of questions. And for those of you with questions that want to call in, we're at 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So abdominal pain, the first thing I'm going to ask you is, where is it hurting? Is it hurting in the right upper? Is it hurting in the left upper, right lower, left lower? Because you have certain body parts in your abdomen. And yes, there are certain conditions where you are born. It's called situs inversus, where any of the organs that should be on the right could be on the left. That's also interesting. Anytime anybody comes in with left lower quadrant pain, where an appendix usually isn't, I'm still always thinking, well, this could be one of those rare people where the body parts are flipped. Very easy to tell if your body parts are flipped, and I'll tell you that in a second. But for the most part, if we look at your abdomen, in the right upper area of the abdomen, right upper, you got your gallbladder, you have your liver. Starting to go towards the center, we're going towards your pancreas, right, which shoots out a lot of hormones that help digest, as well as insulin. Then moving a little bit more towards the left, you're starting to go to the stomach, and then you got the spleen. As we go a little bit lower, more toward the mid-abdomen, we have bottom part of the stomach, small intestine. You could feel kidney pain, but that's usually more on the side or in the back. As we go lower, we start to have, again, more bowel. You got intestine all over the place. But you got the right side of the bowel in the right lower quadrant. You got your appendix, that little appendage, hollow-filled, filled with trillions upon trillions of bacteria. And we think the appendix, the job of the appendix is to shoot that bacteria into your bowel system to keep all the flora, you know, copacetic and everybody happy. But you got the right side, which has the appendix. Over on the left, you have colon, descending colon, sigmoid colon, etc. You also have bladder more towards the center of the bottom. And then for us women, we got some ovaries and a uterus thrown in. All right. So when you say you're having pain, most of the time when people say they have stomach pain, they go to the center of the stomach. Okay. But the funny thing is that the center of the stomach could still be all of that. Okay. You could still be having a bladder infection. You could be having a gallstone. You could have a pancreatitis, a pancreatic issue. You could be having an ulcer. You could be having an ulcer in the intestine, or you could be having an ulcer in the stomach. And so it could be a variety of things. You could have an ovarian cyst rupture. You could have a fibroid that's pushing on the bowel. So the first thing we do is try to figure out where is the pain so we could kind of get an idea. Then, you know, if you're having a fever. If you're having a fever, is it because you're having an infection? Did you get the stomach flu? Did you pick up a parasite? Are you having a gallbladder that's getting infected? A pancreas that's getting infected? A kidney infection? So fever will tell us infection. Now, sometimes you don't have an infection. You could be passing a stone. For those of us that have passed kidney stones, Lord have mercy, did those hurt. That pain started from the back and then went all the way down into the groin. That was one of the worst pains ever, worse than labor. Gallstone pain, you feel it in the upper right, but it could go back to extend to the back. Some of you ask, why is the pain so deep and why does it extend to other places where it's not related? We call it referred pain. Your visceral organs, the deeper organs, the nerve pain could go in a variety of directions, which is why some of you having chest pain may feel it in the tooth, feel it in the arm, feel it in the neck. This deeper visceral organ pain, your deeper organs, you'll feel it. Now, usually if you hurt, let's say, your toe or hurt your penis, it's going to be more localized because those organs aren't deep inside the body. They're outer. But you're deeper inside the body, the nerves will have that diffuse type of feeling. So when somebody comes in saying they have back pain, I still think of heart. I still think of gallbladder. I still think of kidney. I think of pancreas. Okay? If you're throwing up when you're having the pain, why is that? Kidney stones make you throw up. Gallstones, so passing a stone could make you throw up. Being pregnant could make you throw up. You have an ulcer can make you throw up. So sometimes the vomiting, and that can't really clue us in. But it's extremely important to know because you could be dehydrating. Diarrhea. You could be having abdominal pain because you have diarrhea because your bowels are inflamed. Now, are your bowels inflamed because you ate something bad and you just need to diarrhea it out and you're cramping? Or are your bowels inflamed because you have an actual colitis, an actual infection inflamed? you know, appendix. When that little hollow appendage, your appendix gets inflamed, you could be nauseous, you could be throwing up, you could have pain, you could have fever, or nothing could be going on, and it could just be getting ready to burst. So, you know, abdominal pain, and I'm glad you called in on that, or you didn't call in, but I'm glad you wrote me, but, you know, I do urge you to call me. Call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, so that we could then dissect what could be going on. My recommendation is to anybody with abdominal pain to get some blood work done, get a urinalysis, and then if we think it's something a little bit more serious, get some imaging done, whether it be an ultrasound or a CAT scan. And we're going to talk more about gallbladder and ulcers and colitis as things come up. As you guys ask, we always seem to review these. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, Amazon is under fire for selling quote-unquote illegal products that claim to cure or treat cancer. Apparently, the products which are under the Amazon UK website that are under question are these dried crocodile's blood pills, apricot kernels, and blood cleansers. Among their listings, they claim to be able to quote-unquote relieve cancer and give cancer cells a hard time. I guess in 1939, there was a Cancer Act that bans advertisers from claiming to offer cures or treatments of the disease. Now, from what we understand, I guess somebody found out, okay, and where we're concerned, okay, I know everybody wants to make a quick buck, but where we're concerned is somebody may actually believe that and not go to the doctor and get checked. This is why when you ask me, you go, Dr. Dahlia, why do you doctors give us such a hard time for going to get supplements over the counter? Because many of you are buying the supplements as opposed to the pharmaceutical, and if the pharmaceutical has been studied and we think it works, that's what we want you to use. You know, for example, you know, one of you ended up presenting to me in a full-blown pneumonia, and all you had taken was echinacea up until then. Now, thank God the patient didn't die. Okay, but he tried to fight, and you know, all the power to you to try to fight your cold naturally, but echinacea still hasn't had the proof with it. Now, I bought a bottle of echinacea to try it because I think that's cool. I think echinacea is, I mean, if that can help fight colds, I'm, you know, all the power to it, to you, and I, you know, for some people it works, but we really don't have any studies. So if you're taking echinacea, meanwhile, you're having a bacteria that's festering and festering. Now I have you in full-blown pneumonia. I can't tell you how many people I saw in training die of pneumonia. We don't mess with pneumonia. We don't. And so if that's the case, somebody could say, well, I'm really ticked off that echinacea exists, because the person, if echinacea wasn't out there, the person would have come in and would have taken the antibiotic. That's why doctors get a little nervous. You know, we don't think any of it is quackery. I don't like to use the word quackery. But if something is out there preventing you from coming in and getting treated or getting evaluated, we're going to have a big issue with that said something and their claims. So what I recommend is if anything gets worse or if something does not get better, come in. Let us take a look, because sometimes the zinc doesn't work. Sometimes the echinacea doesn't work. Sometimes for your big swollen red knee, chondroitin sulfate won't work. I see your calls coming in. Stay online. We're going to get to them after this break. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.